Our season starts this Sunday against United. Big game, don't need to say too much about that. Yeah, we need to turn up, be our best selves and win the game. Last season showed that we're better than them in terms of the league table, but, you know, it's a new season and, yeah, it's just no sort of room to think like that. Got to take them seriously. They've added with a number of players, and so have we. So it's going to be an interesting game in that sense, because it's the first time, yeah, the two teams are going up against each other with the changes that they've made. So yeah, we ought to take it extremely seriously and, yeah, win the game, which I think we're capable of doing, and I think that we will do. I'm saying it here, I think we're going to win 3-1. I could be wrong. I don't really know their level. I haven't paid too much attention to their pre-season, but that's my prediction. And from friends that I speak to, they're pretty worried about the game, so... So I'm using that to sort of make a prediction, essentially. But yeah, it should be an interesting game with the nature of the two teams and the fact that it's the first game for both teams and all of that good stuff. The history, the rivalry and all of that. But yeah, I just want the 3 points and I just want to move on. That's kind of how I see the game. I have a very clinical sort of view of it. I think we will deal with them. I don't feel like there's any player there that strikes fear. You know, they've got good attacking players. Obviously, Sesko is a wild card, so you don't know what you can do. But I still feel like our defenders can handle anyone. So I'm not really worried about him. I mean, Gabriel and Saliba have handled Haaland, so I'm sure they can handle Benjamin Sesko. But only time will tell. He's just a bit of a wild card, and I guess he's probably the only player I would worry about, because it's like you don't really know what he's capable of. I haven't really seen him play in pre-season for Leipzig, let alone United, and. Yeah, that would be my only sort of concern. But other than that, I feel like the rest of the team, you've sort of seen them play, whether that be at Man United or at their other clubs. And yeah, based off of that, I'm just not very scared. I just feel like Amorim as well. I feel like he's all right as a manager. He did well in Portugal, but I don't know if he's the guy for Man United, you know, and it's pretty sad saying that because, you know, they've been through so many managers and it's like, if this guy's not the guy, then who is? So it's not really my problem to worry about. I'm not the board at Man United, but that's just my take on him. I just don't think he's the guy. He doesn't really seem like the guy. I feel like there was a lot of whinging and moaning last season, and for me it's like maybe he's adjusting to the Premier League and all of that, but just some of the things that he said in press conferences just didn't rub me the right way, and just sort of being a bit dismissive towards Arsenal at times. There's a couple of things he said here and there, but yeah, you know, He, as I said, he doesn't really understand maybe the league he's in and how things work, but I'm sure he will over time. But, you know, not everyone can be like Arteta and be very diplomatic and keep their cool in a press conference. It's a skill that he has and not many other people have. So, yeah, that's just how it is, really. But, yeah, I just don't really think Amorim's going to work out long term. He could prove me wrong, but... From all the whinging and moaning I saw last season, I just don't think someone that can talk like that will succeed well. Will succeed, I should say. But yeah, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess, because being the United manager, I mean, in the past couple of seasons, several years, whatever time period you want to look at, it's not exactly been the easiest of jobs. So maybe if I was him, I would do the same. But yeah, I don't know. I just haven't really liked all of that whinging and moaning, as I keep saying. And if I was a United fan, I wouldn't really like hearing my manager complain and moan, because you're at Man United, you've got lots of money to spend, you're always going to bring in players regardless of whether you're 15th, 2nd, you know, you've always got that pool. So get on with the job or go somewhere else. It's sort of my message to him. But yeah, my manager doesn't complain like that. You can argue last season, injuries and all of that got to Arteta, and maybe that frustration was coming out in press conferences. And do you know what? Maybe that's fair. But I just don't feel like Arteta is a moaner. It's not his nature. Gets on with it more often than not. Takes responsibility, even when maybe he can, you know, point to the players. Not really that sort of guy that does that. Amorim, on the other hand, is very happy to throw players under the bus. And for me, a manager like that is just he's not quite elite. You know, because elite managers know how to manage and to keep everything inside the club well, healthy, can block out the noise from the media. And Amorim just doesn't have that trait, unfortunately. So I'm not sure. Maybe that's what's going to limit his progression. But yeah, this is me looking at football from a different angle. And people will say, well, if he gets results on the pitch, what you're saying is irrelevant. And that's a fair point, but he hasn't. So until that happens, I'll continue to just talk about what I feel is necessary to talk about regarding his character. But I'm clearly, what's the word, ready to go on Sunday. I'm clearly fired up, and I've said my take on what I think will happen, and I don't think I'll be wrong. And from what I've heard, everyone is thinking along these lines. But of course, Man United can surprise us. I'm not an idiot. I'm not naive. I know we're going to Old Trafford. They've got a 70k plus stadium, or whatever the dimensions are. And yeah, it's going to be a tough game. It always is when you go up there. Whether it's Arsenal, whether it's Real Madrid that go up there, it's going to be tough. You know, I understand the atmosphere, but I just back my players. We've got so many new exciting players. Madueke was a big signing for me that, you know, when I saw him come through the door, I was just extremely happy. You know, I just didn't really pay attention to any of the noise that was on social media, because I just know he's a good player. And I'm even more encouraged by how Arsenal fans received him. And it's just his performance, his aura on the pitch. He seems very focused relative to how he was at Chelsea, and that just speaks volumes. You know, Chelsea was a chaotic sort of jungle, and he's come to Arsenal, and he's a different person. He seems like a different person, body language, etc. So yeah, that was a big player that I saw come in, and I was really happy about, as I mentioned. And then obviously the number 14 that we have. He's got his first goal, so that's really good for him. And we've got Zubimendi. So yeah, few additions that should help us to hopefully take that next step in our process. And it's important to note that it's a process, and no matter how hard it is to believe that we're still in this process and we haven't quite made that step that we'd like, we just have to stay sort of focused, grounded, and I think blocking out the noise, because there's just so much noise, isn't there? You know, Liverpool are favourites, Liverpool are this, Liverpool are that, Newcastle are gonna lose Isak. They're not gonna lose Isak. Arsenal can't get over the line. They're gonna finish second again. It's just noise because none of these things really matter, really, in the long run. If we're getting performances on the pitch and results on the pitch, you know, all of that sort of changes perception very quickly. So I'm well aware of that, but yeah, I just sort of try and block it all out, but it's easier said than done. And you know, part of being a fan is enjoying sort of that rivalry and banter that you get from the media and rival fans. So I try and embrace it. I think we all do, but I think sort of seeing like disrespect towards the club, given how things have gone, is difficult to take, but also understandable in the sense that, you know, yeah, we haven't won a trophy. It's been 5 years now, or 5 years since the FA Cup win, and that's just not good enough. And I can agree on that, but I just feel like sometimes the disrespect towards us, you know, given last season, given the injuries last season, and that's going to sound like an excuse, but when you have injuries to top players for extended periods, I think every team's going to suffer, you know. So that was unfortunately the problem for us. But regardless of that, we still finished second in the Premier League, which tells you a lot about the rest of the other teams. You know, they clearly couldn't do enough to surpass us. And yeah, I mean, that's what the final tables showed. So yeah, frustrating though to finish second again, 3 seasons in a row. Yes, you can argue it's consistency, but yeah, naturally this season you'd like to sort of get over the line, but I don't really want to focus on that too much. I just know that if we can win the next game, then we've got a chance of winning silverware at some point. So that's sort of my mentality. We've got a big game on Sunday. I believe we're going to win. I feel we're going to win. And I just want us to win that game, get the 3 points and get ready for Leeds, I believe, at home the following Saturday. So that's my mentality, and I'm looking forward to talking about our win against United on my next podcast.